Just about every Monday, Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival joins me to talk about books. Well, this time, instead of highlighting authors coming to town and other literary events, I ask him to come up with a few holiday gifts for the book lovers on our list. And he did just that. He brings us three gift ideas. Two are books, and the third is something a little less traditional.
The first book I want to talk about is What I Came to Tell You by Tommy Hayes, who's an Asheville writer. Tommy has been known as a really great, solid writer of adult fiction, and What I Came to Tell You is his first foray into young adult lit. And I really love this book. It's young adult lit, but there are no dystopian anarchy situations. There's no superpowers. There's no werewolves. There's no, which is rare these days. Yeah, in the YA field, this book is a study of characters. The book focuses on Grover and his sister. Their mother has just passed away, and the three of them are grappling with this. With his grief in very different ways. The father, who's a director at the Thomas Wolfe House in Asheville, is consumed with his work, and Grover focuses instead on weaving. He finds things in the forest and weaves them into these tapestries. And they become friends with their next-door neighbor who moves in, and he's a little odd, and adventure ensues, but it's really about these characters and their growth and their friendship. And Tommy Hayes is such a subtle, beautiful writer that any adult that reads this is going to be floored by the beauty of it.
And you said you had another book recommendation.
Yeah, and that is a book I think I might have mentioned before, Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy, which is the story of four women undercover in the Civil War. And I love this book. I go back to it again and again. You know, John, when we hear about the stories about the Civil Wars, it's almost always, you know, Shelby Foote talking about this dashing Southern general standing on a bluff looking down and making a quip about his opponent. This is not that story.
No strategery here.
There's no strategery here. These are four women slipping secret messages into their bodices and crossing the enemy lines. And Karen Abbott has kind of coined the term for her writing as sizzle history. I can't think of a better phrase for it. She brings it to life, and each of these stories reads as a novel, but they're all true.
And we find out who's really pulling the strings during the American Civil War.
Yeah, precisely. A fantastic book, and make a great gift this year. Then I wanted to talk about this other thing.
Quite interested in this.
This is, many people may know about this. I hesitate to call it a blog or a website. It's really a cultural diary, the Bitter Southerner, put together locally by Chuck Reese. He has been finding some of the best writers in the South and having them tell the stories of the South in great ways. The gritty South, the beautiful South. This is generally not about Gone with the Wind, or even really Flannery O'Connor. It's more
21st century South.
Yeah, 21st century South. Brilliant stuff. One of the things that they offer is this signed first edition book club. You pay a fee. It's not a small one, but you pay a fee, and part of it goes to subsidize the Bitter Southerner. But as part of this, you get some nice T-shirts and stuff like that, but you also get one signed first edition a quarter, and it is hand-selected by the staff at the Bitter Southerner. You'll get these kind of icons of Southern culture brought to you to your door, and there's nothing better than opening up that package and not knowing what you're getting.
Yeah.
And then there's this brilliant book. It is not an inexpensive subscription, but I think any book lover in Atlanta that gets a subscription to the Bitter Southerner Book Club is going to think of you four times a year and call you up right afterward and say, holy cow, thank you. We've got a few more days. Thursday is your deadline. What's going to be under the tree Thursday morning? I think any of these would be welcome.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival sharing a few holiday gift recommendations for the readers among us. You can find details right now on our website. Visit us at wabe.org/citycafe.